Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, let's finish us together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, and for a continued for Shlema for David Meir ben Mendel. Today, Shabbos' daf was daf Mem Hei. We left off at the very bottom of Mem Daladam and Beis, three lines in the bottom, at the words Tani Shela, Agut Devach, to David Yoshua, and to Stephen, and to Yosef, and to Tzvika, and to Dr. Joe, and to Chana Chanach, says the Gemara. Tani Shela. Shela, that's the name of a Tana, taught in a Brisa. Shalosh Midos Binara. There are three types of Nara Hamorasa, of engaged girls that commit adultery. Bola Edim Bives Chamea. If Edim just randomly showed up after she was already married to her husband, then she's in her father-in-law's house. Shezinsa Bevei Savia, that she was Mizana while she was still in Arusa in her father's house. But the Edom came after she was in Asua, that she was Mizana while she was still in Arusa in her father's house. Soklin Osa al Pesach Bevei Savia. In such a case, they kill her, they stone her at the entrance to her father's house. She embarrassed her father's house, and therefore, why? Klomar ru'u gidulim shegidaltim. Wow. Why do we stone her on her father's house? Because we're making a point that it's because of her father's house that that's why she was mezana. She was mezana during when she was engaged to living in her father's house, so we stone her to death at the entrance to her father's house. Bola eidim beveis avia shezinsa beveis avia. However, if the eidim came while she was still engaged, that she committed adultery while she was engaged. So in such a case, everybody knows that it's embarrassing to the father, so we don't have to stone the poor kid on at the entrance to the father's house. We stone the woman at the entrance to the city because you want to publicize it as much as possible. Then we stone her at the entrance to the city. And the third case, which we're going to speak a lot about in today's daf and tomorrow's daf, sarcha ulu besof bagra. Let's say she committed adultery when she was engaged, but she then turned 12 and a half prior to the court case, tidon bechenek. Even though she committed the adultery while she was a nara, but she already turned 12 and a half prior to the court case, then she gets chenek and not skila. Agut Devach to Araki and Rav Dov Ben Yamashay Zalmadana, Reb Zalman. Awesome to see you, Reb Zalman. Great to see you. Says the Gemara, L'meimra d'chalhecha d'shtani gufa ishtani k'tala. So the Gemara first is going to analyze the third statement of Shela in the Brisa. Really? When her body changes from being a Nara to being a Bulgaris, so the death changes from Skila to Chenek, even though when she committed the adultery, she was a Nara. Who cares what her status was at the time of the court case? So the Gemara says, Yemitama, that if her body changed before the court case, so the death changes also. Urimino, I'll ask you a contradiction. Nara hamorasa, shezinsa. Umisha bagra, hotzi alea shemra. Let's say she committed adultery when she was a Nara and she was engaged. And then once she turned 12 and a half, the husband married her, like had the nisuin after 12 and a half. Then the husband said, you weren't a basula. And then he brought witnesses that she was mizana earlier when she was an arus and she was a nara. Who ain't a loke, ve ain't a nosin me'asela. Since the Gemara is going to reverse this in a few minutes, but since at the time that he advanced the claim against her, she was no longer engaged. She was already fully married, meaning he had relations with her. That's why. So he doesn't get the lashes and he doesn't pay the 100 shekel. The Gemara is going to analyze it. It doesn't make any sense. So if he lied about her, and let's say he brought Edim that she committed adultery on him when she was in Arusa, and the Edim proved to be false, they became Edim Zomamin, they became false, So he doesn't get lashes and he doesn't have to pay the 100 shekel because at the time that he, right, the reason is, no, it does make sense. Because at the time that he advanced the claim that he's suing, she was already a bogeris. The halacha of motzi shemra is only when he is motzi shemra while she's a nara. But if she's a bogeris before he does nisuin to her, before he has relations with her, if she's a bogeris, then he's not chayv the mea shekel for lying, and he doesn't get the lashes. And halacha number three, he, vizomemea, makdim lebeis haskila. The girl and those edim that prove the edim false both get skila, says the Gemara. That doesn't make any sense. If she gets skila, that means the edim were telling the truth. If they're edim zomim, so why are you telling me that the edim zomim get skila? It doesn't make any sense. One or the other. Says Gemara, he v'zomim makdimin, her and her edim zomimin. That's a contradiction in terms. Her and her Edom Zomim both get skila. If her Edom were Edom Zomim, that means they were liars. That means that they were not telling the truth, so she shouldn't get skila. That make any sense? Says, and the Gemara is going to ask that. He was Zomim skila. Says Gemara, he was Zomim Me'asagadaych. She and her false witnesses both get skila. That doesn't make any sense at all. Says the Gemara, Ella, oh he, oh Zomim Me'amakdim Le'Beis Haskila. Either one, right? If the Edom are telling the truth, then she gets stoned. If the Edom are not telling the truth, then she doesn't get stoned. The Edom weren't telling the truth. Then the Edom gets stoned. Says the Gemara. Oh, but at any rate, what do we see from here? We see from here, if she was a Bogeris at the time of the Motzi Shemra, so then he doesn't get the 100 shekel penalty. But even though he was testifying after he was being Motzi Shemra, and he brought the Edom after she was a Bogeres, she gets Skila. But wait a second. You just told me in Shayla's Brisa, the third line of Shayla's Brisa said that Sarcha Ula Besof Bagra Tidon Bechenek. That the punishment changes. Here you see, after she's a Bogeres, she gets Skila. And Shayla's Brisa said, if she became a Bogeres before the court case, and she only gets chenek. What's going on? Is it chenek or skila? It's a contradiction. Answers the Gemara. Oh, my Rava. Motzi shemra kamris. Don't ask me kashas from the case of where the husband lies about his wife. You can't prove it from there. Why shani motzi shemra de chiddushu? The whole din of motzi shemra is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Usually, if you have a girl who gets married, she has erusin, let's say money, and then she has nisuin, but they never had relations. She stood under the chuppah, they made the sheva brachas. Let's say now she goes and commits adultery after, even though they didn't have relations. But after there was a chuppah, she commits adultery, so she's only going to get chenek. However, every case of motzi shemra is nisuin, and it's beskila. So why is motzi meaning, even, so we say the halacha that motzi shemra is a chiddush. Motzi shemra is a chiddush because every case of motzi shemra, right, when a guy says you weren't a basula, normally if a girl was nichnasav velo nivala, she didn't have relations, if she would be mizana at that stage, she'd only get chenek because she's already a nisua. But when you're motzi shemra on your wife after nisuin by bringing edim that she was mizana b'shas erisin, she's going to get skila, even though at the time that you were motzi shemra, you already had relations with her, she's already a married woman, her punishment would normally, at this time, would be chenek. Had she been mizana now, her punishment would be chenek. So you see that when it comes to motzi shemra, we don't say that even though now her din is different. What do you mean now her din is different, right? At the time of being motzi shemra, she's already a nesua. She's already nesua. So her punishment would be chenek now. Yet we say no, because you're testifying on that which she did earlier when she was narusa, so the punishment is still skila. Even though had she committed this nus now, the punishment would have been chenek, but since the testimony is going on what happened beforehand, when she committed adultery, it's skila. So you see the whole motzi shemra is a chiddush, even though right now she should have gotten chenek. So therefore, that's why over here we say that we don't change the punishment by motzi shemra she gets skila. Because the whole motzi shemra is a chiddush, as opposed to the case of Shela, which was, it wasn't motzi shemra. The case of Shela was not motzi shemra. It just means Adam showed up on their own and said she was Mizana when she was Narusa, and then she became a Bogeres before the court case. So there we say she gets Chenek. So there's no Raya. There's no Raya from the case of Motzi Shemra, because every case of Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush, that she still gets Skila, even though she's already in Nesua now. By definition, Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. And therefore, you can't prove to there. So Rava says you can't prove to there. Says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't like Rava's answer at all. Amalei Rav Huna Breida Rav Shula Rava. Dilma ki chadis rachman hecha delo ishtani gufa. Maybe the Torah's chiddush of motzi shemra is only where her body didn't change. The only change that she got married. Her body didn't change at all. She got married. Aval hecha deshtani gufa, but in the case of where she became a bogeris, lo chadis rachmana. Maybe if a girl, let's say in the case of Motzi Shemra, where the girl became a Bulgaris in the middle, so we would say that she would still get Skila. I'm sorry. If she became a Bulgaris, maybe we really would change her halacha. Even if you'd be Motzi Shemra on the girl after she became a Bulgaris, maybe we would say she would not get Skila. So you can't prove. In other words, you, Rava, tried to prove from the case of where her body didn't change. But how could you bring a proof from a case of where her body didn't change to Shayla's case, where her body did change, she became a Bulgaris? Maybe even by Motzi Shemra, once her body changes, the halacha would change and it wouldn't be Skila, it would be Chenek. So therefore, the Gemara rejects Rava's answer. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ishtani v'lo Ishtani Tanoihi. This very question of Shayla about if a girl committed adultery when she was an Arusa and she was a Nara, and then she became a Bulgaris, so her body changed. Does the Misa change or not? Which Shela suggested that Nidon Bechenek, that since her body changes, the punishment changes. Says the Gemara, this is in fact the Machlokas HaTanoim. It's a Machlokas HaTanoim. Now, and that's going to be the answer to the contradiction between the two Brises we said before. Shela said we change the Brisa to Shela said, and we asked the question that Misha Bagra, Hotziale Shemra, right? So there she gets Skila. So first we tried to answer, oh, Motzi Shemra is a Chiddush. But now we're saying, no, it's not a Raya. So the Gemara says it's really a Machlokas HaTanoim. Where is the original Machlokas HaTanoim? Disnan. Because we learned in a Mishnah. Now, there's a halacha like this, very important halacha. The halacha is, any Jew who commits an avera, that had the Jew done the avera b'mezeh, the punishment would be kares. If the Jew does the avera b'shogeg, what does he have to bring? If the b'mezeh was a kares, if he does it b'shogeg, what does he have to bring? Tell me.
Korban chatas rabbeinu.
Thank you. Carbon chatas. However, there are two exceptions to the rule. Who are the two exceptions to the rule? The Nasi and the Kohen Gadol. If a Nasi and a Kohen Gadol, if they violate an Avera Bishogig, so they have special carbonos chatas, which aren't the regular chatas. They got to bring other carbonos. We'll see exactly what they have to bring. So, Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah. If you have a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, Chatu ad shelo nismanu. Let's say they sinned before they became the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol. So they sinned, they were a regular Jew. And they would have to bring a regular Karban Chatas. But then, v'nismanu, then before they actually brought the Karban, they became the Nasi in the Kohen Gadol. So does the carbon now change? Says the Gemara, Harein Ked Yoytus. Tanakama says, I don't care that they changed their positions. I don't care. Since at the time they did the Aveira, they were a regular Jew, they bring a regular Chatas like a regular Jew. We don't care about the time now that they're bringing it. We care about what was their status at the time that they sinned. Harein Ked Yoytus. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon says, Im nodalahem ad shelo nismanu. If they realized the sin before they were appointed. So they knew about it. Chayavim, mishe nismanu peturim. If they only realized, meaning they did the sin when they were regular people, but they only realized about the sin that they did the sin. They only realized that it was a sin. Later, after they had already been appointed as Kohen Gadol or Nasi, Piturin. They don't have to bring, not only do they don't not bring a carbon head yot, they don't even have to bring the carbon of a Nasi. They're safe at all bases. Because the Gemara is going to explain in a minute that in order to be Chayiv as a Nasi or a Kohen Gadol, you have to do the Aveira as a Nasi and Kohen Gadol and find out about it as a Nasi and Kohen Gadol. So these guys, they did it as a head yot, but they found out about it as a Nasi Kohen Gadol. They're all, everybody's safe. Petur, they don't have to bring any carbon. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, what's the root of the dispute between these two opinions? The Shaila is, do we say, the Gemara, for some reason, we'll see the Achronim talk about this, yeah. It's interesting that the Gemara seems to be comparing, at first glance, the Gemara seems to be comparing a change in status like a change in the body, right? These people change their status from being a head yot to a kohen gadol, or a head yot to a nasi. The Gemara seems to be treating this the same halacha as a girl who was a nara, now she becomes a bogeris. That's not necessarily the same thing, but Rav Nachman holds that just like we said, that it's the time of the court case of the Nara. So that establishes whether she's considered to be death by Chenek or death by Skila. We don't look at when she actually did the action. We look at when was the Hamad Bedin. So too, that's this Machlokas over here. Is the knowledge of the Din is the key point. So according to Tanakama, we don't care about when she knew about it. We only care about when she did the Aveira. So therefore, even though now that she has a new status, the guy became a Nasi or Kohen Gadol, they're still like Hediotos. So too by the case of the Nara, once she becomes a Bulgaris, we don't care. We still consider like a Nara, and that's the Brisa that said that she still gets Skila. However, the first Brisa that says that she gets Chenek because her status changed like a Bulgaris, that's going like Rabbi Shimon, who says that once the status changed to a Nasi, everybody's safe. That's what the Gemara assumes. Says the Gemara, no, this is also not a good proof. Again, but before we get to that, so Rashi writes that the appointment of the regular person to be a Nasi or a Kohen Gadol is like a shinui in their body. The Gemara seems to be comparing the change in their status to a shinui in their body. And the Achronim ask, what are you talking about? So some of the Achronim say, well, since they changed from being a regular Joe to being Gedula, they changed the Gedula, it's considered like a shinui aguf, like a Nara to a Bulgaris. Wow, it's a little bit strange. However, Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos here, your mouse Tanoihi, has, I think, a much sharper shot. They disagree with Rashi. No. We don't assume that a change from going to a hedgehog to a Kohen Gadol or to a Nasi, that's like a change in your body. No. A change from a regular person to a Nasi or a Kohen Gadol is not called a Shinu in the Guf. So rather, Tosfos in their second answers that no. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not trying to bring a proof from the sheet of the Chachamim, because we could reject it and say, oh, there was no Shini in the Guf. Right. But Rav Nachman needs to bring a proof from the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds even a change in status makes you putter. Se kal v'chomer, a change in the body makes you putter. It's a kal v'chomer. If a change in the status tells you that you're, if you change from a regular person to a nasi or a kangadol, you're totally exempt. Kal v'chomer, if you go from being a nara to a bulgaris, that you're going to change your punishment. Oh, it's a kal v'chomer. It's what Tosis says in the second shot. Let's continue. But anyway, the Gemara throws this answer out also. Says more.
Rabbeinu Mechila, in the Tisha B'Av Gemara's Gittin, we have a similar situation where the Roman general was appointed to become the Caesar, and his foot swelled up where he had to change his shoe. So the status causes physical change in his goof. That's right.
Mordechai. Yeah, that's a great shot, right? Reb Mordechai is referring to the Gemara that says that when they appointed the guy as the emperor, he became so chashev, he became so swelled that literally his body got bigger because he was so proud of the fact that he became the emperor. So Reb Mordechai wants to say that every change of status is like a change in the body. Ah, geschmack, I love it. Okay, says the Gemara, Eimur d'shamin l'le Rabbi Shimon d'ozal af basar yudiya. But the Azal Basi Yudia Velo Azal Basi Chatami Shamisle says the Gemara, no, this is not a good proof. All we know from this Brisa is that Rabbi Shimon is Machshiv both the time of the Yudia, also and the time of the Asiya. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, in order to be Chayiv, you need to be or hedyot, both during the time of the doing and during the time of the knowledge. Right. However, da'azal basi yediyah v'lo azal basi chata mishamisle. But how do you know, Rabbi Shimon would hold, that you only follow the shasi yediyah? Quite the contrary. Right? The Gemara is pointing out, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say you have to bring a carbon like a nasi or like a kohen gadol? Why are you exempt totally? So, how could you compare this to the case of where we follow her as a bulgaris, where we're going to give her chenek? According to Rabbi Shimon, you should give her nothing. You should give her nothing. It's not a good raya. Because Rabbi Shimon says, you give her nothing. Rabbi Shimon says, in the case of where the guy has to bring no carbon whatsoever. Quite the contrary. Imkein lacy carbon ki dahashta. Mashuach par vinasi sayir. Let the kohen gadol bring a bull, which is what he's supposed to bring when he does an Avera, and let the Nasi bring a Sa'ir, which is what he's supposed to bring, and not to be exempt. So therefore, the Brisa, we're back to the contradiction. Says the Gemara, you're right. So the Gemara says the only answer to this problem is that the Brisa of Shela was a mistaken Brisa. Oh, the old felt-tip pen. So Gemara, Ha'amar lei Rabbi Yochanan l'tana. Rabbi Yochanan instructed the Tana who was teaching this price of Shela, Tani tidon biskila, not b'chenek. Sarcha ula b'sof bagra, tidon biskila. That Shela agrees that we follow the time of the action, not the time of the court case. We follow the time of the action. So if she committed adultery when she was a Nara, and now she becomes a Bulgaris before the court case, she still gets Skila, not Chanek. Tidon Beskila. Ask the Gemara. Va'amai. Nara Hamoras Amrachmana Vaha Bulgarisi. So ask the Gemara, why Taka does she get Skila? What do you mean? The Torah says you'd stone to death a girl who's a Nara. This girl's already a Bulgaris. Why are you going to stone her to death? Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Makra, Hanara, Votzi was Hanara. The extra word Nara is extra. Hanara Shahisa Kvar. Even if she was a Nara in the past at the time of the adultery, but now she's a Bulgaris, nevertheless, we stone her to death. Says the Gemara. Let's go back to the lashes and the 100 shekel. Amalei Rabbi Chananya, the Rabbi Ilah, Ihachi. If you tell me, even though she's a bogeres now, but she was a nara then, but we're still going to give her skila. Well, then how come we're not mechayev him 100 shekel and lashes for being motzi shemra after she becomes a bogeres if he's talking about when she was a nara? Just like we're going to kill her with skila, even though she became a bogeres, we should punish him with 100 shekel and lashes if he's motzi shemra on her after she's a bogeres. Yachi milkanami luki me'asal sal nam shalom, answered the Gemara, Amalei, rachmana nitzlan mehay daita. Hashem should save us from such a ridiculous question. Says the Gemara. So he got offended. You're telling me Hashem should save you from my question? I think Hashem should save us from your ridiculous statement to me, that Hashem should save me from my question. Says the Gemara. V'tai mamai. No. Why did Rabbi Loi Taka say to Rabbi Hanani that Hashem should save us from your ridiculous question? Because your question's ridiculous. How could you compare the punishment on the girl whose body changes versus the punishment on the man? Since the time of my Amar Bitzah Bar Avin, Yitimeres Bar Abba, Zu Maaseh Agormula. The woman still gets skila, even if she became a bogeres already after the time of the punishment, because at the end of the day, what caused her to get skila? The adultery caused her to get skila. When did she do the adultery? When she was a nara. So what are you worried about the fact that now she's a bulgaris? She's being punished for what she did as a nara. The punishment of a nara is skila. So I don't care that she now became bulgaris. She's being punished for what she did when she was a nara. But what are you punishing the man for? What he spoke. When did he speak? He spoke when she was already a bulgaris. So since she's already a bulgaris, there's no motzi shemra on a bulgaris. I don't care that she committed the adultery at the time of Nara. He spoke when she was already a bulgaris. V'zeh akimas fasav garmelo. But the man is being punished for what he spoke. And when did he speak? When he spoke, she was already a bulgaris. Zuma ser garmelo ki she zanoi nara zanoi. She was a nara at the time of the adultery. V'zeh akimas fasav garmelo. But this guy, it was his speech that caused him to be fined the 100 shekel and to give the 39 lashes. Amos kamachayv ahi shaita. When is he chayv? When she was already bulgaris. Vahi shaita bulgaris havoi. Beautiful answer, the Gemara gives. That's why, when it comes to the skila, even if she's a bulgaris, since she committed the adultery, which is now, she still gets skila. When it comes to his punishment of lying and is claiming that she wasn't a basula when he brought Adam, who became Muzam, and lying, his penalty happened after she was already bulgaris. His words. The words happened she's a bulgaris, and therefore, we don't penalize him if she's already bulgaris, because the Torah says you only penalize him if he was Moti Shemra while she was a Naira. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Nara hamorasa shezinsa. Soikin osa pesach beis avia. If the Edim come and testify that she was mizana, if it was after Nisuin, right? We said before, it was after Nisuin. If the Edim came and testified after Nisuin that she committed adultery when she was in Arusa, she gets skila at the entrance to her father's house. Ein la pesach beis av. Let's say her father doesn't have a house, or she doesn't have a father. We stone her at the entrance to the city. If it's a city that the majority are idol worshippers, they're not Jewish. Similarly, if a person's Oved Avodah Zarah, we stone him at the gate of the city that he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. But if most of the city is Goyim, says the Gemara, how do we know that we stone the Nara Hamorasa and the guy who's over the Avodah Zarah at the entrance to the city that she committed the adultery in, or that he committed Avodah Zarah in? The Tana Rabbanan. She'orecha. What does the Torah say about somebody who's over the Avodah Zarah? She'orecha means the gates of the city that he worshipped the Avodah Zarah. No, maybe it's the gates of the city that where the court case took place. It says she'orecha at the end, nemar she'orecha lamata, lamala. And it says she'orecha in the beginning of the parasha. Ki matzei b'kocho b'achad she'orecha, who worships Avodah Zarah. Just like the first Sharecha is the gates of the city that he worshipped the Avodah Zarah, so too the Sharecha means the gates of the city that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Another drasha. Sharecha velo shari ovdi kochavim. Sharecha teaches me only the gates of a city of Jews and not the gates of a city of the Avodah Zarah. I asked the Gemara, how could you learn two things out from the same pasuk? Hashahai sharecha ha'afikde. How can we do things out? Answer him, Cain, lame across shar. My sharecha shmamina tarti. Clear two things. Ashkan avodas kovna, ramasminolan. So this teaches me that somebody worships Avodah Zarah gets stoned at the entrance to his city. How do you know that a nara hamarasa also gets stoned at the entrance of the city that she committed the adultery? Says the Gemara Ravavo, we learn a gzera shava that compares Oved Avodah Zarah to Nara Hamarasa. It's a little bit of a funny Gzeira Shava. What's the Gzeira Shava? I'm going to go. Gomar Pesach mi Pesach, u Pesach mi Shar, v'Shar mi She'orecha. So, it says Pesach by Nara Hamarasa, v'otzius Anara al Pesach Beisavir, from the Pesach that it says in the Mishkan. And by the Mishkan, it says Pesach and Sha'ar. And by Avodah Zarah, it says Sha'ar and She'orecha. It says She'orecha by Avodah Zarah. So that's how we know to compare Avodah Zarah and Nara Hamorasa. Pesach to Pesach. And by the Mishkan, it says Pesach and Sha'ar. And so therefore, and Shar of Nara Marasa. So now we assume it's as if it said Shar by Nara Marasa, even though it doesn't say Shar by Nara, it just says Pesach. So Pesach by Nara Marasa is compared to Pesach by the Mishkan, and by the Mishkan it says Pesach and Shar. So now we see that Pesach means Shar, and Shar is compared to She'orecha by Avodah Zarah. Now, so The last part of today's daf has a lot to do with tomorrow's daf. So you're going to have to remember what I'm about to tell you now. You got to remember for tomorrow also. There is a machlokas, which we're going to really learn about mostly tomorrow, between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that the parsha of Motzi Shemra, we take all the psukim literally. It's talking about a person that after he had relations with the girl, he says, you were in a basula. And then he finds Adam that she committed adultery during Erisin. The Chachamim say the parsha could be talking, there's even a case in Motzi Shemra if he never had relations with her. He just says, I know you committed adultery, but they never had relations. There you also would apply the parsha. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, it's only where they actually had relations. Chachamim say, no, it's even if he just makes a claim on her, even if they didn't have relations. Now, says the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to quote another Machlokas Tanaim, and it's going to say that this Machlokas Tanaim depends on that, and it's going to continue into tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Shemra, Loke Venosim Me'asel. Right? A guy is Motzi Shemra on his wife. He brings Edom, and he's lying. The Edom become Edom Zomim. They're liars. He gets 439 lashes, and he has to pay 100 shekel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkos, Lokem, Yikomakom. The husband always gets lashes, whether or not he had relations with her or didn't have relations with her. Me'asela, however, the 100 shekel, Baal, Nosein. If he had relations with her, and he says you were in a basula, and he's lying, then he gives the 100 shekel. Lo baal eino nosein. But if he didn't have bia, he doesn't have to pay the 100 shekel. So if he didn't have bia, he does get lashes, but he doesn't have to pay the 100 shekel. Says the Gemara, what's the root of the dispute? Says the Gemara, come miflagi beplugta the Rebbe Lezer and Yaakov Rabbanan. So this would seem to be the same dispute that I just mentioned, Rabbi Yaakov Rabbanan, about whether all the halachas of Motzei Shem apply, even if there was no bia. Says the Gemara, it sounds like the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing the same halachas of Motzei Shem Chachamim, which is the punishments of Motzei Shem only if they actually had relations, or no, even they didn't have relations. V'hachikama, ha-motzi shemra, lo kevinos in me'asela. A guy's motzi shemra gets lashes and pays 100 shekel. Bein bal, bein shalomal, kirabanon. Against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lilkos loke mikol makom. But me'asela, bal nosein, bal nosein. If he had relations, he gives 100 shekel. Lo ba'al nosein, kirabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why is there a difference between the lashes and the 100 shekel? So the lashes, everybody agrees, you get even if you didn't have relations. Why? Because the lashes come from the pasuk Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, we're going to see in a minute. It's Lashon Hara. The lashes are for the Lashon Hara. So that applies whether they had relations or not. But the 100 shekel is dafka if they had relations. So that's one version. Says the Gemara. Ikada Amre. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, even though saying Lashon Hara is a lav she'en bo maisa, Rabbi Yehuda's famous shita is lav she'en bo maisa you get lashes for. Says the Gemara, so says Rashi. Ikada Amri, no. Some say kula k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They're all holding like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that the whole parasha only applies if they had relations. Everyone agrees Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Both Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Hachkamar. Ha-moti shemra loka v'nosin me'asela. Someone who's moti shemra gets lashes and gives on shekel. V'hu shebal. Only if they had relations. Rabbi Yehuda omer lilkos loka mikol makom. The lashes you get whether you had relations or not. Ask the Gemara of the suffering. Rabbi Yehuda lilkos loka mikol makom. V'atari Yehuda omer bal loka lo bal ain't a loka. What do you mean? We have a brisa that says If he didn't have relations, then he doesn't get lashes. Rav Nachman Yitzchak loike, when Yehuda says you're always loike, makas mardus midrabanan, not midoraisa. He really gives Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, if you didn't have relations, you don't get lashes midoraisa. So what did he mean that you get lashes? It means only midrabanan. Makas mardus midrabanan. That's one answer. Rav Papa gives a different answer. Rav Papa Amar, my ba'a loka diktani hasam. In the second brisa, what does it mean that if he had relations, he gets lashes? It doesn't mean lashes. It means mamon. When it says loka, he gets punished, it doesn't mean lashes. It means mamon. Says him, what? Vikari le la mamon malchus? They call a penalty of money, they call it loka? Says the Gemara, in. V'hatanya, I'll prove it to you. We have a brisa. Homer chatzi erki alive. A guy says, I want to donate to the Beis HaMikdash half of my worth. Nosin chatzi erko. You give half your worth. Rabbi Yehuda read the Omer, loke v'nosin erich shalim. Loke, and you have to pay the full value. Says Omer, loke amai. Why in the world are you getting lashes? Says Omer, it doesn't mean you're alive. It doesn't mean lashes. Loke b'tashlim be'erich shalim. You get, loka doesn't mean lashes, it means you get punished by having to pay your full value. Why do you have to pay your full value if you only donated half your value? My time. Gezeira chatzi erko atzu erech chetzio. No, he's worried. Rabbi Yossi says you have to pay for your full value because we're afraid if we let you pay half your value when you say chatzi erki, people might also think you only chayv half if you say Erech chetzi, the value of half of me. Now, since half of you includes a piece of you that if you didn't have them, you would die, half of you, you can't survive with only half of you. And therefore, when you say, so it's Eivah Shanasham Matzluya Bo, you owe all of you. Gzer Chatzioko. The Eir Atu Erechetzio. The Erechetzio Havele Eivah Shanasham Matzluya Bo. Erechetzio includes limbs that you're going to die if you don't have. So if a guy says Chatzi Erechi, he only has to pay half. But here we're going to be makbet to pay all because we're afraid if you say Erech Chetzi, you're chayav all of it. So people are going to confuse Chatzi Erechi with Erech Chetzi. And therefore, even if you say Chatzi Erechi, we make you pay all of it. But the point is, it says Loke, you're Loke by having to pay all of it. So you see from here that the word Loke could refer to financial payment. We will stop here. Everyone should have a great day. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. in person and on